Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kevin Gammonly, who's the Executive Vice President with the NAFCD, which stands for the North American Association of Floor Covering Distributors. You're fairly recently taken this role. I believe it was back in July or so, wasn't it?
Yeah, this past spring I took over.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, headquarters for NAFCD is in Chicago. I believe you're a Chicago native. You went to Loyola University, and you've got 24 years of trade association management experience, right?
That is correct. I'm a lifelong resident of Chicago, born and raised here, went to school here, and have been working with associations in town here, for 24 years.
Okay. So you had a big meeting. I wasn't able to go this year. It's one that I really like to go because you usually have some excellent speakers. It was November the 18th to the 20th in Dallas. And, you know, I think for the past 3 or 4 years, just to have some synergy, you've done this meeting in conjunction with the Building Materials Distribution Association, right?
That is correct. This was actually our 5th year of a joint event with NBMDA, which happens to also be an organization that I also run and have for many years.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the meeting. How did the attendance compare to, say, the previous year?
Sure. It was a great event. We were very pleased with our results and the overall attitude and excitement of our membership base that was in attendance. Overall attendance for NAFCD was up 5%, actually 7% within the distributor category, which is our primary membership base.
Right.
So 2013, we were in Chicago, which is always a very strong year for NAFCD. So our ability to beat Chicago numbers was even better than expected.
I know as part of doing this, you bring product producers, and I think you had 80 or so of them there, right?
Yeah, we actually had 73 exhibitors for NAFCD, which was up 15% over 2013. And within those companies, we actually had 24 first-time exhibitors, which was up 25% from the previous number of first-time exhibitors. So we were pleased with beating many of our targets.
Now, one of the speakers you have every year, and it's a key reason for going, if not for other reasons, but you have Alan Beaulieu, who is with Trend Research. And you know, he's an economist. I don't know how he does it, but he really has his finger on the pulse of what's going to happen. He's pretty accurate in his predictions. Matter of fact, last year he predicted that 2014 was going to have a little bit of a hiccup in it, and yes, indeed it did. So tell us a little bit about what he was talking about.
Sure. Well, and we've worked with Alan and his twin brother, Brian, at Institute for Trend Research for many years. They develop and we coordinate a quarterly economic trend report that's specific to NAFCD that our members receive every quarter. And so he's been monitoring key indicators that are specific to floor covering distribution for many years. And our members, you know, then love to hear him speak every year at the convention. He's a very dynamic speaker, especially for an economist.
Mm-hmm.
And as you had indicated, he's got great credibility because his predictions and forecasts have been really close and spot on. And so individuals that have monitored him, you know, are very impressed with his accuracy. As he indicated and had been predicting, you know, things have been slowly improving, but the continual climb, you know, has been there. And he actually has increased his forecast a bit for next year, which he's telling our members should be a very good year for them.
Yeah, actually, I mean, he's calling for a really good year in 15 and halfway into 16, I believe, isn't he?
That's right. And then he's been forewarning everyone that there'll be a bit of a dip, you know, coming up in 18, 19. And to plan for that, which is part of what our report program is, to give our members key warnings like that. And he gives very specific direction on what business owners should do in preparation for activity like that.
Yeah. Now, you also had a speaker that I don't believe was there last year, this Professor Richard Honick, who I believe talks about generational trends and things like that. Is that correct?
That's right. He helps business owners kind of address the challenges and opportunities of managing and supervising employees, you know, across multiple generations, as well as the marketing implications of serving customers, you know, across different generations, and was really well received, got excellent reviews from the attendees on his program.
And any takeaways that you could share with us on his talk?
It certainly gave the attendees a sense for how they're going to have to adjust, you know, to attract and ultimately retain younger employees in regards to kind of what their expectations are and what it takes to retain them. Overall, our educational program got really good reviews. We were very pleased with it.
I looked at the list of people. It looks very exciting. I wish I could have been there. So talk a little bit about the health of the distributor members that you have. How's their businesses doing?
Yeah, so especially after, some of the challenges of the last, 4 or 5 years, there was a very obviously positive mood within the membership base in Dallas a couple of weeks ago. And obviously that was great to see. Everyone's business seems to be doing, quite well. Mm-hmm. And that just gives them a lot of excitement and, more intention to want to get together and talk with their peers, talk with their suppliers and, plan for the coming year to take advantage of, all the opportunities that are kind of before them.
What are some of your key initiatives for next year?
Yeah, so for NFCD, as we look forward, we just did a strategic planning refresh this past year. So as we move forward, we have some great new volunteers in key roles within the association. We've got Rosanna Chavez at J.J. Haynes coming in as our brand new volunteer president. It'll be the first time NFCD has had a female president in that role. So that'll be great. And we've got just a great team of volunteer officers and directors serving NFCD. So we'll be looking at a number of things. One of our kind of core areas is always around the distributor-manufacturer relationship and how the association can provide an environment and a platform to address key issues in that relationship, to deepen and strengthen those relationships, as well as to connect distributors to potential new suppliers. We do that through a variety of means, both from a networking standpoint and an education standpoint. So we'll continue to look at that next year. We have a number of key touch points with the members. We'll be at Surfaces in January with a distributor lounge. We'll be at NWFA in the spring with not only a distributor lounge, but also a special reception just for distributors and the manufacturers that sell through them. And then our event again next fall, that'll come up in Orlando. We introduced and shared with the board of directors of NFCD in Dallas a couple of weeks ago a brand new educational program that we're rolling out to the members, which is an online training program specific to distributor sales to help both sales managers and salespeople improve their skills and competencies. So we're excited from the standpoint of, again, as we try to reach a younger generation of individuals working for our member firms through new educational mediums, we're excited to bring kind of this online training program forth as something brand new for our members to experience. We also have a brand new program with a leading human resource consulting firm called Insperity, as the whole issue of attracting and retaining employees is a top issue for our members. So Insperity will work with us on bringing a number of solutions and opportunities to our members to help them in that regard. And they also do a great deal of work within the whole healthcare reform space and helping our business owner members, address that evolving issue.
Well, Kevin, it's great to talk to you, and I'm glad to be able to introduce you to our audience. Again, been talking to Kevin Gammonly, who's Executive Vice President with the Trade Association for the Floor Covering Distributors, the NAFCD, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.